Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents of children with disabilities. And this week we're meeting a very special cyber friend of mine who is a super P.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word. So it's not suitable for children. So put your AirPods, earbuds, headphones, whatever you want, P's, put them on or in. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
Oh, daytime recording.
I know. I love it. Yeah, because last week we did the nighttime. Yeah, that's right.
I know. And I, you know what? When I listen back, we're better in the day.
A little bit more sprightly.
Well, yeah, you know.
It's,
but we still, it was beautiful. None of you will think anything of it. I just was a bit of super critical and went, oh, I think we're better during the day.
Yeah. But that was because we had our person.
Well, we wanted to.
We had Marnie from Scotland.
Yeah, so that's exciting to
Amazing.
Do.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So here we are today, and I'm very excited to meet this person because we've been cyber friends for probably, I don't know, 10 or 12 years, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So do you want to say hello and introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name's Kylie, and I am a
Super P.
Super P.
Super P.
Yes, you are. So, all right, let's get into questions.
All right. So do you have any songs or music or bands that you love, you listen to in the good times or in the bad times?
I think in the good times, with my daughters and my son, I love to listen to the song Ugly Heart. And not necessarily because of the words of the song. We just love the tune and we love just singing at the top of our voice.
Yeah.
It's one that gets everyone singing, probably not my son, but gets everyone singing and laughing and happy. Oh, bit of a, in the down times, a bit of a Lenny Kravitz or old In Excess kind of songs to mellow you out and get you sort of through those times. But yeah, for the good times, it's things that everyone can sing along to.
Family, absolutely. Fun songs. Oh, okay. And what about, did you win any awards at school?
Oh, I'm not really an award-winning person.
Either are we.
We have lost all the awards we've been put up for.
Might have had a couple of netball ones tucked away somewhere, but that would be about it. Yeah. Maybe I had some nice handwriting ones, but certainly nothing to write home about.
And you are a teacher, we'll say, so you know all about school awards.
Yes. Absolutely. But back when I was at school, you probably didn't get a participation award.
No,
that's right.
So there's not filling the cupboards like they are these days.
Gosh, yes.
Okay. And the big question, why are you a P?
Why am I a P? I am very blessed to have three wonderful children. So I have some identical twin daughters who have just turned 17. We didn't know they were identical twins until they were six.
Oh, right. Really?
Yeah. Fun fact.
I think they look very identical.
Yeah, I think they do too.
I can't see it much and I never could. Yeah.
Right. Mandy has shown me photos. I'm not just making that up. No. I do that.
Well,
I've
only seen them photos as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also have a 14, nearly 15-year-old son.
Oh,
and one
gorgeous.
Of my identical twins, she has, we say cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
Because it's the easiest way to explain a term that's periventricular leukomalacia.
Yep.
Don't look it up is what I was told.
Yep. Okay, right.
Yeah. Don't Google it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So, yes, she has epilepsy and she's quite severely affected by that.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we met on Essential Baby, the forum. I think it would probably be around 2007 or 8, something like that,
yeah,
do you think?
Yeah, probably, yes.
So I was also on the multiple birth forum, but then when I joined Essential Baby, I found the children and kids with disabilities. And in there was a whole lot of us that had twins.
Mm.
And that's where I met you. And then we haven't even seen each other ever since.
No.
Once we moved from the forum then onto Facebook, we're all sort of connected that way.
I do remember once we almost caught up at the children's hospital.
Ah,
and we were
going
to catch up. And then I got a message from you going, I've got the runs.
I have no memory of that.
I'm stuck on the toilet. I was like, do you need help? Do you need help with your girls or with... And you're like, no, I'm okay.
That's the best story ever.
So we were so close, but we didn't quite make it.
I think maybe I was near X-ray. I think I can remember
that. Okay. Yeah. I think you might have been.
You've blocked
flustered.
That out, Mandy.
I have blocked it out.
And fair enough.
I was going, it'd be really nice to meet you, but you want to come and change my undies?
I would have had plenty of wipes. It would have been fun.
I know you would have. Oh, that is so funny. Oh, dear.
And
because often in our forum or Facebook, we'd be like,
yes.
Does anyone need anything? If you're in the children's, I can come bring you a coffee or.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That lovely talk. That's the best story ever. Oh.
So you thought they were fraternal when you were pregnant?
Yes.
So were there two sacs and
two
placentas?
Two sacs and two placentas. So identical never even crossed anyone's mind.
Yeah.
And I suppose your doctor tells you you're fraternal twins. Yes. And you don't question it. And I did suffer. I suffered quite badly from hyperemesis.
Right.
So I was in hospital, in and out of hospital a lot, but I kept getting told your babies are fine, they're strong and healthy.
Yeah.
And then I had preeclampsia, and they said to me, that was at 33 weeks, and they said, you'll have to go to hospital and stay in there until you give birth.
Right.
So you could be in here for 5 or 6 weeks, we'll see how it goes. And then the next day I started going into labour.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't realise.
No.
Yeah.
You don't know, not with your first.
Details. No, I didn't have any idea.
No. What hospital were you at?
I was at the Mercy.
Uh-huh.
Right.
In the
old,
good.
Where it was in the East Melbourne.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good hospital, though.
Yeah, it was great. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Lucky you were there.
Yes, absolutely. Well, when I remember with my obstetrician, they said, you can go to other hospitals, but you're a type 1 diabetic.
Right.
They said, you're a type 1 diabetic with twins, you're suffering from this hyperemesis. You're probably better off being somewhere that if your babies need the support, you're there as well.
Yeah, right.
So I was like, I'm sold. This is it.
Very good advice.
Yeah,
it's good
absolutely.
Advice.
Absolutely.
So did you get the preeclampsia? Was that linked with your diabetes or
they didn't
was it just
really
a random...
link it? No, I think they just randomly. Yep.
Mm.
It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it just happens. Though,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, I just didn't know if it was linked.
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
And then, okay, so then you went into labour or what happened?
Well, yeah, then as they were doing an ultrasound, they said, oh, you're actually in labour.
Right.
I was like, oh, this is fancy.
Am I?
Yeah.
I didn't know if I'd experience that. But then they said, we're going to have you'll have your babies within an hour.
Wow.
Within an hour?
Within an hour, yeah. Because we were like, what does this mean? And you know, what do we need to do? And they said, you'll have two babies within an hour. And we're like, oh, okay.
What
right.
a shock.
Yeah, it was a bit. But we were so excited.
Yeah.
And they were born and everything was fine.
Were they cesarean?
They were cesarean?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I should have said that.
Well, I sort of figured.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because they could give me that great timeline.
Yeah.
I was thinking your cervix must have been open.
And very responsive to instructions. Yeah.
You got an hour cervix.
Yeah. You heard the lady. You got an hour. Everything was fine. My preeclampsia, they were more concerned for me because my preeclampsia almost turned into eclampsia.
Yes.
No. So I had
and it's deadly.
Yeah. And it was a lot of learning for me. So I had a few days of no visitors, dark, quiet room.
Right.
But the girls were quite fine.
Right.
Okay.
They needed a little bit of help of oxygen at birth.
Yep.
And were moved into special care.
Yep.
But, there was no concerns for them.
Wow.
Which is interesting. They stayed there for 2 weeks and then they were moved to St. Vincent's Private for a week.
Right. Okay.
Because they were so healthy.
Yeah. And was that closer to home or something? Or
no, I don't actually know.
Maybe they needed the beds.
Maybe they needed the beds because they were sort of said they're now in the fattening up farm.
Yes.
So once you're there, you're a bit sort of safer to be moved around.
And if you've got private cover, they're covered.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
And how big were they born?
They were, I do pounds. Cause yes, I was, that's okay. So they were big. They were 6'2 and 5'4.
Right. Okay. Yeah. 33 weeks.
At 33 weeks.
Wow. Yeah.
Diabetics tend to have bigger
that's
babies.
True.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Must
yeah.
Have been so they'll, for them to be born.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of babies.
Very healthy.
Yeah. Okay.
Send home.
So they only spent 3 weeks in.
They only spent 3 weeks there.
And at 33 weeks?
Yes.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, and I was desperate for them to be home.
Oh,
yeah,
no, it's awful. No.
Just desperate for them to be home.
Did you express?
Oh, yeah. You're on the,
Did you ever?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I know.
Yes. Pumping, it was all you pumping. Thought about, except when it was time to jump in the car and go to the hospital and realise that you didn't have the milk with you, so you had to go back home and get it out of the fridge.
Yeah. I know. It's a huge deal.
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
Huge. And it's all you can do, so you really want to do it.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Blinded. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was exactly the same. Yeah. It just made you feel that you sort of, I didn't really feel like a parent.
Yeah.
I didn't. I know. I you didn't. Don't.
Because you're doing everything when they were I remember it took us 2 or 3 days and I said to a nurse, can we put them in their own clothes? They're in sort of hospital clothes.
Yes.
And they said, oh, yeah, these are the clothes for the kids who don't have any clothes.
Oh, I know. They don't tell you, do they?
No idea.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
Yeah, no idea. And I was like, well, they've got 6,000 or 7,000 items that have been washed 600 or 700 times in Lux.
Yeah.
In Lux.
Lux is
of
the
course.
One.
Yeah. For my first babies.
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't know what you don't know.
No.
So did you know they were girls when you were pregnant?
No.
No.
No. Oh. I was even thinking it could have been one of each.
That's what I thought.
Fraternal. Yeah. When they tell you fraternal.
Yes. Yeah. I was convinced.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Because that's the higher scenario.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So when the second girl came out, I was like, oh.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So oh, how gorgeous.
It was just the most, to me, it was the most wonderful time. Mm. Sometimes I look back in those first 6 months and I can remember the days and the times and the moments so clearly.
Wow.
And I look back and I think, I wonder if that's because that's just my memory or I wonder if that was because it was pre-disability.
Yeah.
And life was perfect.
Well, yes.
I don't really know. I'd still say life was perfect.
Yeah.
Because
I know what
my
you
daughters,
mean.
But I just, life was the same as everyone else's.
Yes. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so were you exhausted? Did they sleep?
They slept. Oh, yeah. We had to wake them up to feed them.
Yeah.
Yeah, little babies.
Because they had each other in the cot, they slept fine. The nurses had them so well trained.
Yeah.
She's like, do everything together.
Yeah.
Yes. Feed them, change them, do it all together. So we did that.
Keep them on the schedule.
Yes, keep them on the schedule.
Yep.
We found with Zoe, so she's my little princess that has cerebral palsy, that she wasn't feeding as well.
Mm.
So, which, you know, looking back now is obviously, you know, one of the signs, but when you've got these beautiful newborn that you don't
know.
I've never changed
a
nappy in my life. I had no idea what I was doing.
Wow. Mm.
So,
two babies.
Yeah, two babies. Okay, bring them at me. This is great.
Did you have family support?
Oh, yeah. Our family's amazing.
Yep.
Absolutely. But I wanted to do it.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
it was so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So then I went from she struggled to breastfeed, so then I would breastfeed Bottle Feed Express.
Yes.
Because, and people were saying, well, put Zoe on formula. And I was like, but when one so desperately needs it.
I know.
How do you give it to one and not the other?
I know. Oh, I can't. So hard.
Yeah. Yep. You can't do that.
Yep.
So it was just that cycle. But it didn't worry me. It was what they needed and what we did.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't have any other big plans at the time.
Yeah, well, that's true, actually.
There wasn't anything else I was trying to achieve.
Yep, that's true when it's your first.
You got
that luxury, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, and then when did things start to get tricky?
I think it was about 3 months.
Mm. Okay.
About 3 months. She would scream and scream and there was nothing that could settle her.
Yeah.
And the car or the pram, the usual things that you'd try or you'd catch up with a friend who had kids going, oh, I had a child with wind issues or colicking, you know, so here. And after an hour they'd say, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I held her above my head she would be okay. And I remember I just look at her sister on the floor like, sorry, we're just going to stay here until my arms are numb.
Oh, yes.
Because she would just scream and scream. And I started, I think at about 3 or 4 months, I started just looking up cerebral palsy. I looked up, in you know, the what to expect the first year.
Yes.
I can still remember, can't remember the page number, but I can remember the information on cerebral palsy. And one of the things it said is that it was more common in boys.
Right.
And another thing it said is it's more common in children born under 2.5 kilos. And I was like, oh, Zoe's a girl and she was just over 2.5.
Yeah.
And I can just remember trying to comfort myself with that. Then she started having these little movements and people were like, oh, how cute's that? Zoe's sort of looking like she's ducking, like a bird's about to swoop her and she's ducking. And we're like, oh, so cute.
But
we're not so sure that that is cute because it just, you know, when you've got one developing normally.
Yeah,
that's right.
And one that's not, even though I'm not a comparer of twins.
No, but
it's right in your face when they're little babies and they're lying side by side.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. And so we ended up, we went to doctors all the time and I was the parent saying, I'm not a panicker. Like, oh, I'm not taking you to the doctor because she sneezed or, you know, I just, there's something that is not right here.
Yep.
And we ended up filming her. My husband sort of said, I think she's got this condition called infantile spasms.
Right.
A type of epilepsy. And we ended up taking the video to the doctor and the doctor went, okay, let's.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, let's go and get some tests done. And that's when her epilepsy was diagnosed.
Right.
And then they said to us, let's get an MRI done, see if we can find a cause. And this was, so they were born in March and we got the results on the 20th of December. So it was 5 days before Christmas. Yeah, before their first Christmas.
So you never forget that day.
Oh, no, I still think of it.
Me too.
Yeah, 20th of December every year where the doctor said, Zoe's got periventricular leukomalacia. She won't walk, talk, develop intellectually. No use looking it up because everyone's different and we hope you have a lovely Christmas. And I was just, I can remember walking out of the doctor's surgery and my husband saying, I've got to go and pay. And I'm like, we'll pay next week.
Yes. See?
Hell yes.
We talk about this all the time. Paying. You shouldn't have to pay.
No. That should be a Medicare.
And he's like, no, I've, and I said,
we are walking
just
to this car together.
Holding it together.
Yeah.
And we rang our family and just said, can you come over?
Did you have the twins with you that day? They were both with you?
They were both with us. Yep. Yep. And we're like, can everyone come over?
Yes.
And they did. Everyone was, over straight away. And we just sort of shared the news with them. And everyone was beautiful. Like it was just, I can remember in the house, just people sort of laughing and crying and happy and sad. But the love was still there.
Yes.
So that was the thing for us that, I remember one of my husband's friends said to us, Zoe's no different.
Yeah.
She's got a label now. There's a term for her, but something hasn't happened from yesterday and today.
Yep. Yeah.
She's still the Zoe that you love and
that's
adore
right.
and, you know.
She is.
Yeah. So it was tough. It was tough those first few weeks. Yeah. But then we sort of went, okay, well.
Did you Google it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it still didn't tell me.
No.
It actually took me a couple of visits to the doctor to eventually say, is this cerebral palsy?
Yes, because we got the same diagnosis and like that long word.
Yes.
But it's
meaningless.
That's right. It's meaningless.
How do I basket that? How do I, what basket do I put?
Yeah.
And they said, cerebral palsy is an umbrella term and this is a specific brain injury.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, but that would have given me some context.
Yes.
Rather than periventricular leukomalacia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes really good doctors will work it out and go, oh, it's the softening of the grey matter in the brain or the white matter
in the
brain.
I think it's the white.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
But, yeah, so cerebral palsy at least gave us that term that we knew.
Yes.
To sort of, to look at. But we sort of made the decision fairly early on that, what can we control?
Yeah. Mm.
So we can't control this diagnosis.
No.
We can't control that this world has just exploded in this way.
Yeah.
We can control how we handle it and how we respond to it.
Yes.
And we don't want a shit life and we don't want Izzy or Zoe to have shit lives.
No.
So we're not going to be victims of this. We're just going to live our life.
Yep.
And what that means, that'll mean, and we'll work it out as we go. And we sort of that conversation got us sort of moving forward.
Yeah.
A bit.
Yeah. That's a great conversation.
Did you feel stuck for a while before that conversation?
Look, it was literally only a week or so.
Yeah.
Wow. So it was just more... It was just more shock.
Yeah, it is shock.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like I can remember them being newborns in the hospital and I said, God, high school can be a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're always going to have each other.
Yeah.
Yes. Always. And then my first thought was, they're not going to have each other.
Yeah.
You know, and we're like, let's not get
ahead of ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And is a scary thought.
Yeah. Yeah. And then a couple of years later, I got pregnant with my son who started off twins.
Oh, really?
Right. But we found out very early on one wasn't viable.
Right.
I would have thought, oh, 4 and 2 years.
Yes. Yeah. My word.
One with special needs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, that was a bit too much. But, yeah, not to be.
Yeah.
Not yeah.
to be. Wow. And he went to term?
35 weeks.
Okay.
My kids like to keep it.
Yeah.
Keep it interesting.
Yeah. Well, how did you... once you found that out in your pregnancy, were you anxious in your pregnancy?
I just kept almost expecting him not to make it.
Mm. Right, yeah.
Because I didn't realise how long the bleeding can go on for.
Right.
Yeah. And I just sort of didn't feel real for it for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're fully busy with these, what, 2-year-old twins?
Yes, not even, yeah.
Yeah, my goodness.
Yes. So, and then I sort of thought, people were like, oh, you're worried it's going to happen again? And I was like, not really, because it's no more likely to happen to me than it is anyone else.
Yeah.
So I just compartmentalised
yeah,
it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There's only so much you can cope with in your mind,
that's
isn't
right.
there?
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Were you up to your eyeballs in early intervention? What was the 2 and 3 year olds like?
Yes.
OT and physio and speech and
Yes. We were at Urella much straight away. It was interesting because I remember putting it into my navigator system in my car and I couldn't write Urella.
Yeah.
It was just now it's second nature, but at the time it was just a bit confronting for me.
Very.
I remember calling it Zoe's Playtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to get me through.
Yeah.
But I remember meeting someone there once and I can't remember her name, but in the car park, she was putting her son into the car and we're just sort of having a chat as mums do. And she said, oh, yeah, we like coming here because he gets his intervention and we get to see his brother. And I said, oh, where's his brother? And she pointed across the road at Faulkner Cemetery.
Oh.
And she said his twin brother didn't survive birth. And I just remember thinking, okay, so this kid is the lucky one.
Yes.
You know, we look at Zoe and think, well, she's the unlucky one because she had this brain injury.
Yeah.
But your child with the brain injury is the lucky
survive,
one. And it just makes you just reassess everything.
It sure does.
You just go, you know, everyone's going through things.
Yeah,
totally.
Everyone's got a story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Goodness.
Wow. Yes.
And did you bring both girls to all the appointments? How did you juggle that?
Yeah, no, I always had both of them.
Yeah.
We went for a while up to Geelong for a special therapy.
Right.
And I tended to drop Izzy at my in-law's house and take Zoe up to Geelong every week for a therapy. But other than that, she came along, was part of it all.
Yeah really part of it.
Yeah.
They're
and it's
in.
Just their life,
yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
Right.
They don't know anything else.
No, that's right.
And I think for me it gave me structure in the week.
Yes.
Mm. So, okay, she came along to physio, she came along to OT, she came along to speech, even though she took over speech.
Yes, oh, well.
And I used to convince myself and say, well, it's good for everyone to have a role model of way things should be getting done.
Yeah, well, the speeches would be like, wow, we don't see kids like her.
Yeah.
And I'm you're right. But I remember. I remember the physio saying to me that her twin was going to be her best early intervention.
Yes.
So having a twin accidentally hitting you on the head or, pulling your hair in the pram or those sorts of things were good for her because she had someone constantly in her face.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
Yes.
To model
right. So once she said that to me, that was a big turning point.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
It's interesting, isn't it, those turning points?
Yeah, it was just like, okay, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. And we're lucky to have them. So get on with it.
Mm. Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then what about how did you cope with 3 under 2 or 3? How were they? How old were they, 3 when you had your son?
The girls were just over 2.
Okay, right. So you're 3 under 3. Mm.
3 under 3, yes. I must have coped. I'm here.
That's
don't have nature's way. You block it out.
You did whatever you had to do.
Yeah.
Whatever works.
Yeah. Oh, I think we actually had a lot of fun because because they were close together in age. So, and the differences aren't that significant if you're in a pram.
Yes.
Very different to being in a wheelchair.
Yes. Yes.
So it was that time where it wasn't everyone looking at you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't definitely a focal point to anyone. You were just a busy mum with three little kids.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly right.
Very true.
So you didn't have to explain anything at the shops or.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Sometimes there'd be two in a pram and Jake on the lid of the pram just rolling around. Or hoping he's staying on. Whatever it takes.
They are the busy times.
Oh, they really, really are. And what, so, yeah, did you go to preschool or kinder?
So they went to kinder together. So Zoe did one day a week.
Yep.
And that was amazing. That was just really good for both of them.
Yeah.
Part of that local community.
Yes.
I remember there was another girl there called Zoe.
Oh. Yep.
And apparently this other Zoe's auntie said to her, well, how do you know who's who?
Yes.
So when the teacher's talking to you, how do you? And the other girl's like, well, it's obvious. It's obvious. And this sort of went on for a while. And she said, well, I'm Zoe K and she's Zoe I. And it was just that she is in a wheelchair and can't talk.
Yeah.
Didn't play a part in it. It was just so obvious.
It's the beautiful years, actually. I just want to cry.
Yes. They are beautiful.
So, and then she moved on to school one day a week with Izzy.
Uh huh.
And, I can clearly remember one of the days, I think it was before the school year started, and they do the orientation for the kids. And the principal said, can you have a word to the parents? And said to my husband, can you go in the classroom and have a chat to the kids? So I just sort of spoke to the parents about Zoe and what their children will benefit from being in her class. I'm like, congratulations if you're in the blue class because, you know, your kids are going to learn something that they can't be taught at school.
Beautiful.
And John went in with the kids and he sort of said, hands up if you like ice cream, hands up if you like swimming, hands up if you barrack for Collingwood.
Yeah.
And he said, these are all Zoe's favourite things, but she needs our help with them.
Yeah. Oh.
So he made it really simplistic in drawing. I mean, it's obvious the differences.
Yes.
So what he drew them to was the similarities.
Yeah.
To show that she's exactly the same as you. She loves eating ice cream and she loves music and football and swimming, but she needs our help with it.
Yeah.
And she just became the queen of that school. I almost felt sorry for Izzy.
Yeah. Well, that can happen, can't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I almost felt sorry for Izzy because the kids in the entire school were just
loved her.
Absolutely. The day she finished up, I think, in grade 3 or 4, and she was only there one day, and they called it Zoe Day, and they had a banner on the school, and it was just, they couldn't have done, like, you hear stories about trying to integrate students into schools. This school had never done it before, and they couldn't have done it any better.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Well done, Peaches. I remember after Molly had her surgery and was in the wheelchair, and I drove past, and I saw, like, what you would probably say is the kid with the trickiest life, right? Yeah. He's just zooming her around. And I was just like, oh, my God. Yes. You know, but it's so gorgeous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like, well, I'm in charge of her wheelchair today.
Yes.
You know, beautiful stuff.
Yeah, at kinder, they'd put Zoe in this special chair and they had to end up doing a roster for the kids when it was their turn to sit in the chair. And it just makes you understand how easily children can learn.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And they don't judge anything.
And when does it get unlearned?
Yeah, when?
What happens?
Yeah. What happens?
I don't know.
No.
But even talking to a friend, one of the boys that went to kinder with her, the mum said, oh, we were out one day and my son Roman saw someone in a wheelchair and he just sort of looked and said, oh, that's someone like Zoe. You know, and she said, what a lesson for him.
It's just,
there's a person who's got additional needs like Zoe.
Yeah.
And we don't need to look at them or talk about them.
No,
or,
that's right.
You know.
And she's part of the community.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
And that's what you want.
I was in the class with her first day of grade one and one of the kids from her prep class said to me, oh, Kylie, can you just move Zoe out of the way? And I said, oh, okay. What's going on? He goes, oh, I just want to see what everyone's looking at. And I thought, they're all looking at Zoe. The kids who weren't in her class last year are looking at Zoe.
Right.
But to you, there was something interesting back there.
Yeah.
And you couldn't work out what it was.
Oh. Yeah.
And then when you worked out it was Zoe, it was just like, oh okay.
It's yeah.
It's just Zoe.
Because you're a teacher, do you think you had some confidence in dealing with school or what
I wasn't
was that
a teacher
like?
Then.
Oh, you weren't?
No, I only started studying when the girls were in grade 5, I think.
Okay, so, okay.
We just had to play it by ear. And
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she had a special school the other days?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, okay. She's still there now.
Okay. Yeah. So it's the same one?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
Prep to 12.
Yeah. And what was that like when you first started taking her there?
That was fantastic. Yeah. She was this tiny little thing. I think they said she has to turn 5 and then she started on the day after she turned 5.
Yeah.
But we've had a great experience.
Mm. Yeah.
We've had really positive experiences.
Terrific.
To the point where her primary school, they invited her class from the special school there for the day. And her special school had said to us, this has never happened before. So all the kids went there and they said it was just the most magical thing we'd ever seen. Because Zoe got to show off her friends and our kids all got to play with a different student and they said it was just magical.
Wow.
Yeah.
My mouth's open. Me too.
Something that's not.
No.
You read about all these things and I was like, that's never been our experience.
Yes,
it's always
terrific.
Been so positive.
Good.
Yes, that's right.
I don't want it to be anyone's experience.
No,
I want
you don't.
Only good things.
That's right. Oh, yeah. How beautiful.
And does she like school?
She loves it.
Oh,
Zoe gets very, because she's vision impaired. So TV's not a thing for her. Mm-hmm. She likes listening to music, but how long can you sit?
Yeah.
And listen to music. So she likes being out.
Yeah.
She likes being around others. So, school she absolutely adores.
Yeah. Mm. Awesome.
Yeah. It was funny during the 5-day snap lockdown. She came home after the first day back at school and she has a communication book that she uses more at school as she's practicing it. We'll eventually adopt it at home. And they said, Zoe put together her first sentence today. The sentence was, it was a bit rough. No one asking me questions. I was like, you little bitch. Your first sentence and you're having a go at us? And if we even say that now, Zoe, was it a bit rough? She laughs.
Oh, she knows.
She knows.
Oh,
teenagers are the best. Funny.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a bit rough.
Funny. My family just basically ignored me.
Yes.
They don't talk to me at all.
Yeah, not at all. Yeah. So good to be back. Oh, thank God.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I love all your photos of your girls cuddling in bed together. It looks to me like a really special relationship.
They are. They're really close. Mm. And I think it's a big learning thing for Izzy. And I often say to her, I don't know what it's like to be an identical twin.
Mm.
So I don't know that bond in the first place. Mm. And I don't know what it's like to be an identical twin of someone with such high needs.
Mm.
I can tell you what it's like to be a mother, but I can't tell you what it's like to be a sister.
Mm. No.
So we're kind of navigating this.
Yeah.
As best we can.
Because
you want it to be, yes, you're aware of everything that's going on, but you sort of say, I don't want it impacting your life, but it is part of your life.
Yes, that's right.
So, and I remember when Izzy was about 3 and she said, 4 maybe, and she said, when I'm older, will Zoe live with me?
Mm.
And we said, oh, no, honey, Zoe will live with us and after that we'll work it out. But no, she won't be living with you. You might be traveling or you might have your own family. And she said, well, can she come for dinner?
No.
And I said, oh, of course she can come for dinner. But in her mind she said, well, what night?
Yeah.
And I was like, Wednesday?
Yeah.
And she's like,
okay.
She thought about it for a bit. And she was like, oh, that sounds all right.
Yeah.
When my husband came home a few hours later, she said, oh, Dad, when I'm older, Zoe's going to come for dinner on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, okay. She said, then she'll probably sleep in the bed with my husband and me.
She probably will too.
And John was like, okay.
Yeah.
But in her own little mind, it was just, I need to just yeah
sort this out.
I just need to sort it
We've
out.
We've had a lot of those questions in our house too.
Yes.
Yeah. We have too, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even this last weekend, because we went away and I was in the car with the boys and they were saying, oh, I don't know, do you think we'll live together when we're adults or do you think we won't? Or, and I said, oh, we'll just worry about that when it happens. But I think that not being together thing.
Yes.
Or yeah, doing things differently is quite hard.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. Yeah. And I think it's something that, I don't know, Izzy will probably process as she goes
that's right.
Change and turn and that's all okay.
Yeah, it's all okay.
The love is there. Like the love is definitely you know, it's concrete.
Yeah. Well, you've helped instill that, haven't you?
Well, she's very much she is very much aware of how Zoe's feeling quite often. Like when she was little, she'd say things like, I think Zoe wants some chocolate and hang on, I think she wants me to have some too. But other times she'll, well, the first time Zoe ever had a big seizure at night, they were in different rooms and Izzy was only about 2 or 3, not long out of a cot even. And she came downstairs crying saying, check Zoe. And they were, check Zoe. And we put Izzy to bed and then we went and checked Zoe and she was having a seizure.
Wow.
And we're did you go in her room? And she's like, no, I just checked Zoe. It.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And she
could she hear her, do you think?
I don't know because she was quiet.
Yeah.
You couldn't hear her. She was on her side.
Yes.
Actually, I was still pregnant with Jake, so she would have only been little. Yeah. Mm. And the next day when I got up, I couldn't find Izzy. She was sitting out the front. And I said, what are you doing? She said, we're going to go see Zoe now. Because I'd sent John into hospital with her because I was pregnant, diabetic, and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can just get up and leave. I don't need to pack for different reasons.
Yeah.
But Izzy, and then when we got to the hospital, she vomited. And I thought, oh, I don't want to take you into a hospital. Yes. Then I realised it was just anxiety.
Yes.
Just what am I?
What's
happening? Where's my sister?
And what's going on in here? It was and now, after a while in hospital, it was fine. Like she's been in there enough that, but at the start, Izzy would have to be there if Zoe was getting blood tests or drips taking out just got to make sure she's okay.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And even with her carer in primary school, Libby, the most beautiful woman, she said to me, took about 4 or 5 months and one day Izzy came in to check up on me. And I said, Izzy, do I pass? And she said, yeah, you do.
Aww.
And she said from that moment she backed off a little bit. And she said she was obviously just making sure that, Zoe was happy and comfortable.
Yeah. I know, it makes me want to cry.
Kids are beautiful.
Oh, they are beautiful. Goodness. Aww. And they have a lot to navigate, don't they?
They do.
They
really do.
And even now, Izzy's, it was their birthday a few weeks ago and Zoe hasn't been to the high school that Izzy's at, so a lot of the friends are new. But it's like, Zoe gets all the gifts as well. They're not coming over for Izzy's birthday. Oh. She said even the other day a friend rang her and said, oh, look, I found this. I wonder if Zoe would like it. And Izzy's like, I would.
Well, they've got their own story to tell about that.
Yeah.
Don't they?
So, and I sort of think, well, that's all credit to Izzy.
Yes.
Who has made her sister such a part of her life and her friendships. And it's just implied that, with me, Zoe.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so her friends are all wanting to meet Zoe and wanting to get to know Zoe and are comfortable to do it.
Yeah.
Because they can see that love from Izzy.
Yes,
and they're like,
right.
Yeah.
And she's a part of her life.
Yes.
Yeah. So great.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. And so did you have surgeries and stuff with Zoe?
Yes, she's had lots of them. Mm. The peg button and the legs and the hips and the hips and the hips. And
you've had a lot.
Yeah.
Mm.
And how do you manage all that?
I think you just do it because that's what you need to do. And she's pretty sturdy, Zoe. So she's pretty strong.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
When she had her first major hip surgery when she was 9 and they said, look, she could be 6 months off school.
Yeah.
And she had the surgery on a Monday.
Was it both legs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both. They broke both the hips and put metal plates in both of them.
Oh, God.
And they did abductor releases.
Yeah.
And, hybrid of other things.
Yeah.
So she had it on the Monday. She was back at school the following Friday.
No way.
They couldn't believe
it. How long was she in hospital?
She got out on the Saturday.
Oh.
She got the epidural and the morphine drip out on the Saturday.
And
went
then
straight
you go home. Yeah.
And we were like, here we go. The next Friday, I rang school. I said, I think she's bored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd drive her in just so she didn't have the bus.
Yeah.
And you know, she's at a school where they know how to care for
yes,
her.
Yes,
that's so, right. You know, they yep. know how to handle her and care
yeah.
for her. And that was it. She was back. She was back to it, and she just doesn't like being bored.
Yeah.
No, fair enough.
Because she had big, big surgery, what, last year?
Yes.
Wasn't it? Because,
yes.
yeah, you wrote on your Facebook page, and I thought, I'm just going to make sure all your friends know how massive this is.
I saw that.
So
thank
I wrote,
you.
You're going to need so much help, and I hope all your family and friends really rally behind you.
I saw that. One of my
was
friends started the meal train.
Yeah, that's what I said, because I was like, this is massive.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
and your friends don't know who I am. So they're probably like, right, who the hell is this woman?
Who's this bossy bitch?
Who's
telling
this
us what
bossy
to do?
Woman? Well, her, if that's why I can help, I'll help you that way.
Her hip didn't, the hip socket didn't grow and form the way they were expecting from right. the last surgery. So right. they had to take, they took part of a bone out of her thigh and
yeah.
redo her hip socket.
Yeah,
good times.
It's wicked.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And how does she manage the pain?
She does all right.
Yeah.
She does all right. She likes to be distracted.
Yes.
We're big on the pain meds if you need
yeah,
them.
Yeah, me too. Like, yeah.
You know, 100%. You're in pain.
That's what they're for.
They're not in any pain. Well, mine have never been in pain in hospital.
No.
They've always been really managed
yes.
well.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
That pain team coming around, you're like, okay.
Yeah, yes. Yeah,
keep it up.
Yes.
Keep
yep.
it up.
Stay
whatever.
The pain people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We don't need to be a hero here, people.
No.
Take the meds.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then physio and stuff.
Yes.
To yeah. All that recovery.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, it's a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot. But yeah. she's very resilient and she just loves to be out and about. And
yeah. Yeah. You're an active family.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. What are the things you like to do?
Well, the girls were in the Weet-Bix, well, all of them, sorry, and Jake, were in the Weet-Bix Kids Triathlon for
yep.
years and years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. They love it. And we get Zoe involved.
Yeah.
John would carry her in the water.
Yeah. Yep.
And then the last few years, it used to be him and I do it, that now Izzy and their best friend Leah has taken over from that. So they'd have Zoe in the trailer and they'd ride her and then they'd run with her.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
wow.
Was,
oh, she must love it.
Oh, and the cheering that you get.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yes.
It was hard when I was doing it because I was like, I've got to keep running because
everyone's
watching me. I can't keel over and not breathe. Just yet. Gasping for air, he's got to wait as I'm smiling. And inside, I'm like,
oh, that's fantastic. Okay, you guys take that over.
Yes.
You're younger and fitter.
Yeah. There's a lot of, she's involved in, she goes to see a lot of sport. So,
yeah.
Jakey's basketball and football
yes.
and cricket. And so she's very, she likes to get out.
And yeah.
And how do you find the accessibility at all those places?
Some are better than others.
Mm.
But we find, I think for us, the best thing is the people. They'll
yes.
help you out. They will help you. They'll help lift the wheelchair and carry it over mud and,
yep.
you know, they'll do whatever they can. And I think that's probably the best thing
yep.
for us.
Yep. The people on the ground, the people that are
yes,
there.
Yep, yep. Absolutely. The people yep. that go, oh, this is maybe what you'll need.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Zoe likes it rough and ready. You're you know,
<Does she>?
Bouncing her down somewhere. She's like, this is
gorgeous girl.
Aww.
When you go to see the Pies play, do you go to the MCG? Or because we had a family going to Marvel last week that there was no accessible change room.
Yeah, changing's hard.
Yeah.
We just normally cross our fingers and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, most often the MCG is where we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's Collingwood's home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do they have adult changing rooms?
I've never used one,
oh,
so I don't know.
Yeah, no. Okay, right.
Yep.
We just, as I said, we just
hope for the
yes,
best.
Yes,
hope for the best.
Yeah, make sure she's comfy before you leave.
Yes.
And yeah,
yep.
okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, and if the MCG is good, I know at Marvel, if you have to, like I went with a friend who's in a wheelchair, but he can also walk. So he wanted to come and sit down near us. And then we had to put the wheelchair all the way around the other side. They wouldn't let us park
okay.
it anywhere.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a bit unfair.
Yeah, it's like, a bit.
Yeah, and it just meant his options for getting back in his chair were limited to when we could go and
yes.
get it.
Yep.
You know, we're all there with our kids. And I was like, this is a bit shit, Marvel.
Yep.
Have another parking bay.
Yeah.
You know.
My husband's like, look, they're going to do a big revamp of Marvel. I said, well, are they? And are they going to put accessible change
yes.
rooms in there? And he's
yeah.
like, hang on a minute.
Well, this is my story. I'm not the architect.
He just was like, where has this come from?
I mean, they haven't rung us, Mandy. So.
Hopefully
that
you're listening,
really
Marvel.
Funny.
They do have the sensory room. I don't know if it's St. Kilda or if it's Marvel. But Saints have a room where the football's on and you can have headphones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that is a really, really cool place. Yeah. So you can still be there with your family.
Yeah.
Because it does get very loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
How have you navigated NDIS?
Oh, NDIS.
Oh, no. It's like a topic on its own.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Learning, questioning,
yep.
Complaining if I need to.
Yeah.
I know when we first started and we had it managed and they weren't paying any of the bills.
Oh,
my gosh. They sent the emails through to us saying approved to pay, so I kept doing that. And then a few years ago we were going over to Thailand for a holiday and I realised a week or so before that we'd run out of nappies.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, so I went to order some. And the company wouldn't deliver them because we hadn't paid bills.
Oh, no.
And it was the first I'd heard. And I was like, okay, well, can I buy them now just myself? No, won't let you do that.
Gee.
Oh.
And I was sort of like, I think you really need to understand what's
this
happening.
This has nothing
here.
To do with me. Yeah. And she needs the nappies now.
Yes. Yep. There is. In the end, we had to set up another account under another name. And I thought, I'll do what I need to do.
Yeah. But this is wrong.
Yes. And then I started self-managing.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. Which I've found easier. But look, it's been great for us. I would love to get Zoe into camps. She's never been on a camp.
There's not enough camps.
Mm. Yeah. Well, it's something I wanted to do last year, but then, you know.
Yeah, COVID.
COVID. Mm. We all know that. So this year we're hoping to try and see if we can get her onto a camp.
Yeah. Have you had much respite or what? No. So she's with you all the time.
Yes. We have someone over in the morning for an hour three times a week.
Yeah. Mm.
But that's because we go to work and they get her ready for the bus.
Yeah.
Mm. But no, we've never really had. I mean, she used to stay with grandparents when she was younger, but she's now bigger and older, and they're older. And it's not.
That's right.
Yeah, it's different.
It's different to having a four-year-old.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Carrying a 17-year-old.
Yes. Well, how's your body holding up with that? I suppose you have hoists.
Not yet.
Okay.
That's we built a house, an accessible house, and we moved in last year.
Right.
Oh.
And we've been through this process with NDIS for years, enormous. Trying to get it happening.
Yeah.
And apparently they're meant to be around this week. But it's one of those things that you say, I'll believe it when you're in
there. Yeah, definitely.
Doing the work.
So did you design a bigger bathroom?
Yeah, so she's got her own ensuite.
Yep, okay.
And she's got a beautiful big bath in there. Great. So now it's the hoist to the bathroom.
Great.
Yes. Yeah, so it's an open shower and a toilet. Yes. And so it was all designed specifically for her. We just need that hoist.
Yes.
It's hard getting her out of this big bath.
Yes.
Slippery and she's dripping and she's normally screaming because she hates getting out of the bath.
It's
and
cold.
You're on tiles and
So well, that's come on NDIS.
And so how do you look after your body then? Well, what do you do to look after yourself?
Oh, not much.
Not much. No, you're working full time.
Yeah. I'll wait until it's a breaking point and then go and see an osteo or
will you? Yeah. Well, that's right.
Maybe
wait. Don't wait. Maybe go now.
Well, that's what my husband keeps saying. Just do it. And so I do try and, sort of stay active and fit more because I need to be fit.
Yeah. Do you run or what do you do?
I'd run after an ice cream truck. If it was running away. I did play netball. I was always a big netballer.
Yeah.
But I had got frozen shoulders. So that took that out of the mix. So I just sort of walk.
It's every the now safest and then
I'll get a bit
walking.
Of a spurt
yeah.
to do something a bit different.
Yeah.
We'll do sort of an exercise program
at
home, which normally involves everyone laughing at me.
Yep, same.
I'm a bit uncoordinated.
Yep. Have you had any counselling or anything over the years? Or
that's a great question. I found when Zoe was 5 or 6, and I said to my husband, every night before I go to sleep, I imagine my day if Zoe didn't have a disability.
Mm.
And he said, why would you do that?
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know, just how different would it be?
Yep.
And he said, well, everything would be different. Our kids' personalities would be different.
Mm. Yeah.
Izzy wouldn't be Izzy and Jake wouldn't be Jake.
Mm. Yeah.
Like it's formed so much of who we are.
Yeah.
Mm. So then I went and saw a psychologist about it. And I don't even know what we talked. I can't even remember what we talked about. I just remember that feeling then left.
Okay,
and
good.
And I felt, yeah.
Yeah.
So you just told them that.
Yeah, I think so. And I think they validated it. That it's okay. Yep. And, you know, what sort of next? And.
Yep.
Yeah. But other than that, I don't know. We're fairly positive people.
Yes.
And the way I look at life is that you can see a photo of my family and you can immediately see what we're going through.
Mm. Yeah.
You can immediately see what's going on in our lives.
Mm. Yeah.
And fortunately for us, it doesn't go much deeper than that.
Right.
Yeah. As in, you know, gambling and drug addiction. Yes, or mental, yes. You know, yep. So we're yep. very fortunate that you can see and you can go, oh, this is what they might need.
Yeah.
Mm.
Whereas for a lot of other people, most other people, you can see a photo of their family and have no idea of
that's
what's going on.
The gosh darn truth.
That really, isn't it? Really is. Mm. Yeah.
And I just find that in one snapshot, you see everything we're dealing with,
yeah.
But in one snapshot of a lot of other families, I'll see nothing that you're dealing with.
I know.
So we've had, we're very fortunate in that
yes.
people know what's going on. They can see, okay, do we need lift access? Do we need a ramp?
Yes.
What does Zoe eat?
Yes.
Can she, you know, how do we prepare food for her? That you know what's yep. going on with us.
Mm.
And in that sense, we're really fortunate.
Mm.
And she's just taught us. She's taught us
so much.
How much do they teach you?
Oh, mm. Well, I'm just a different person.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've said it before, but I don't even think I'd recognise myself.
No.
Absolutely. I often, I don't often think, but sometimes ponder, I wonder what life would be. I wonder who everyone would
all be. Yeah, I do that too.
I just can't imagine.
No.
Well, I think around it around schooling. I think imagine they were together.
Yes.
Yeah,
and that loss of.
Yeah, that's fine.
When one is.
Yeah.
Thinking, you know, or Molly will say, I wish I could go to school with my twin.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's a moment that gets me.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But then other times I think, oh, God, imagine there's two of them.
I know. Well, with the text messaging and the driving to work and all that, I think, wow, imagine I was doing both of them.
Yes.
I do think that too.
I think, God, Zoe can't argue with you.
Two of them being age appropriately rude.
Yes. Yeah. Or not appropriate, whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
A beautiful friend of mine, Michelle, once took Zoe shopping. I had to go somewhere and I said, are you able to hang out with Zoe? And she's probably out of everyone I know the most capable and the most beautiful with Zoe.
Yeah.
And she came back that afternoon. She said, that was amazing. She said, I got a great car park.
Yeah.
I got somewhere to place all my shopping bags.
Yeah.
I got no one asking me for anything.
Yes.
And she said, well, I'd put a couple of things on her tray and I'd say, Zoe, what top should we choose for my daughter? And Zoe would touch one. We'd go, okay, that's the one that we're going to choose.
Beautiful.
And she's beautiful like that. And she said, then we sat down and we had something to eat and she didn't ask for any more. It was great.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, God, that was so fantastic.
Yeah.
She said, how different from shopping with teenagers. Yes. You know, I don't want to talk to you or look at you or acknowledge you, but can you get me a brand new
iPhone 13?
Yeah.
And I'll text you while we're shopping to say, can I please have blah, blah. I'm like, you could just ask me.
Or could you put money in my account?
Yeah, you could put money in my account.
Yes. Or I'll Snapchat to see who else is here because there's likely to be someone more important.
Much more likely. Yep.
Oh, they're so funny and beautiful.
I know. Oh. But they're becoming their independent people.
That's right. I know.
Yeah.
We want that.
We do.
Yeah. So what are you thinking about that? Well, you're coming out of, you're approaching leaving the Royal Children's.
Yes.
And the paediatric world.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know that's in a year or so and school.
Yeah.
It all hits at once.
Mm. I know, but I still put it in the future Kylie's
problem. Yeah, that's okay.
Yep. We like those.
Yep.
That's sort of future Kylie will deal with that because future Kylie couldn't imagine a 10-year-old with special needs.
No, that's right.
I remember thinking, I wonder what life's going to be like when Zoe's 10.
Totally.
Mm. No, it was fine and we done it.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know. So that's future Kylie will deal with that.
Yeah, I always say, she future Kate has never let me down.
Yes.
No.
Never. She has her shit together more than me. So I like her.
Future Mandy. When she doesn't have the runs.
Yes.
She's pretty good.
My daughter will sometimes say, you know, future Kylie, that future Kylie is tomorrow. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Tomorrow's the future.
That's okay. We're just getting through today.
Yeah.
But that's how we live.
Yep.
So I just think that we'll hit those hurdles or smooth sailing or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah, when the time comes.
And you take the advice that's given.
Yes.
I think, of course, I'm discriminatory. I don't just take all advice. But I think one of my strengths, and I think it's since having the boys, is I'm really open to advice.
Yeah.
And people go, this is a better way.
Yep.
This is why it's better. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm much more receptive to listen and to listen to people that have been before me.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because we're not the first one to do this.
No. And it's good to remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you might do it differently to others, but there's many ways to do the right thing.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So it's always great to get that information. I'm not the first person who's going to have a child going from high school out into
the
whatever's next.
That's right.
With special needs.
No.
So there's people out there who are that's their job, is to help me navigate that and find our way through it. And I'll just be holding on to them.
Yeah, you will.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is the moment too that I forgot to say that Kylie named our book.
Yes, you did name our book. Yes.
So when I put the call out in that very first episode and we read through all the names.
Yeah, have you listened to the first episode, people?
The first episode and we read out The Invisible Life of Us. So thank you.
Yes.
You're very welcome.
And then I checked with you because I was like, I don't want to go and she gets sees the book and she's like, thanks a lot.
Where's my royalties?
Yeah, none.
I was joking with a friend. I was telling them the other day, and I said, "Oh, Mandy, just wanted to check. You know, what if you want
to write your own book?
I'm like, yeah, it's not going to happen.
Oh, really?
No, future Kylie's not going to do that.
I don't know. I never thought future Kate would have.
Me
she did.
Either. Oh, okay. No.
She did write a book, so yeah. Don't worry, it could happen. Anyway, you can't have the name now.
I can write a book, just not that one.
Yes, that's right. But I want everyone to know that it was your title. So
yeah,
thank
it's a great
you.
Title.
Oh, people are like, people what a great title,
Penguin
what a great
like,
title.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
I can't wait to buy it and read it.
Yeah, thank you.
And promote
we,
it.
We hope it's okay. We wrote it in the lockdown, I mean.
We don't know. It seems like a long time ago now.
It does.
Everyone was completely normal in the lockdown. It'll be fine.
Just
hopefully it's
you know,
positive.
Writing it in, hiding in the bedroom at the kitchen table, you know, dogs, children climbing all over me. I don't know. It has to have a slant of weird on it.
It does.
What wasn't weird about it?
How did you survive it?
Yeah.
We did okay. What we did for Zoe, I don't know if she'd say she did okay, but we tended to, she takes medication that helps her sleep.
Yes.
But we wouldn't give that to her until about midnight.
Yep.
So she'd sort of sleep midnight till midday.
Yeah, right.
Which just because John was out working.
Right. Yep. So, what a great idea.
Yeah. So we would sort of be more in the afternoon with Zoe.
Do all
so
things
we could
with
spend
her.
More time with her and I could teach and the kids could learn. And,
great.
Yeah. But we were fine. I actually found like that it was, who's spending this time with their teenagers?
I know.
Yeah.
It was
hands
a,
up.
I'm sure they weren't, you know, celebrating that. But
oh, there was huge positives about spending time with our teenagers,
slowing down.
And sort of reconnecting the family. It was terrible. I don't want to do it again.
Yes.
But there were things
like
that.
Well, if you didn't have the trauma around it and being, you know, the 5K and the 1 hour outside, you know, that stuff was heavy.
It was. But there was also the no school lunches for 6 months.
No driving to work
to sport.
Don't
have to buy clothes.
Yeah.
Because you can just wear leggings.
Yes.
No
sport training.
No sport. I know. So much, isn't it? Driving them all around.
I mean, I was stressed because of work and because of trying to teach the boys, but in other ways there was no stress. It was very weird.
Yeah,
it was.
It's funny to look back on.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, maybe it's like long service leave if you can enjoy those sort of times.
Yeah.
Except we're all forced to do it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was schooling like then for her? Like did she have to?
Oh, not much.
No. So what did they say? Just try this and do what you can do.
Yeah. They'd give activities and I'd listen to a little message that they sent every day.
Yeah.
We'd read through books and we'd do bits and pieces here and there.
Yeah.
But they knew that I was teaching full time.
Yeah.
John wasn't working from home. So they were great.
They were really good. Did she go back?
Yeah. Did she go back earlier?
Oh, yeah.
She
was
as soon as you could.
Ready to go back.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was
chomping at the bit to go back.
Well, it's rough being at home.
Yeah, it's rough. It was a bit rough.
A bit rough.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
She is very beautiful.
It's a bit rough. Oh, dear.
I mean, but we survived
the
it.
Same.
We don't go back.
Hope we don't go back.
I could do 2 days a month.
Yeah.
2 days a month. Even the 5 day.
Yeah.
That was okay.
That afternoon I cracked it, but after that I was fine.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, actually life has been really busy. Let's just relax.
Yes.
Well, it was funny because when we were away with friends, we were like, what do you reckon's going to happen? And everyone's like, I reckon we'll have two more snap lockdowns
before
before the vaccine all gets rolled out.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can start a betting thing if you want.
Yeah, that's true.
Like footy tipping.
Yeah.
Lockdown
gamble
tipping.
Gamble responsibly.
Oh, yeah, no money involved.
No.
Just the glory.
Oh, so, we're silly.
Anyway.
Well, we could talk to you all day for hours and hours and hours, but is there anything we've missed that you would like to tell the P Tribe?
No. Look, I sort of feel like I've spoken about my twins bit and not my son.
Okay, well, let's talk
about him.
Oh, He's the most amazing young man. Aww. I say young man. He's taller than me.
Yeah. Oh, no.
At 14.
Yeah.
And he's the quiet one.
Yeah,
he's
right.
He's just the quiet achiever. Doesn't like any attention on himself.
Mm.
But my goodness, he adores his sister.
Oh.
He's the one now who lifts her. He's at home with her right now.
Yeah.
Wow. I think he's easier. I think she's got home from where she was. But his big concern is Zoe's bus.
Yeah.
I remember a primary school teacher saying to me, oh, we're a bit worried with Jake telling the time.
Yeah.
And so she was telling me about this activity they did, and he couldn't how he was telling the time. And when I went home to talk to him about it, and he said, well, the question was, how long does it take you to get home? And then what time do you get home?
Right.
And he said, well, it takes us about 15 minutes to drive home. He said, but on Monday night I go to footy training. On Tuesday we finish at half hour early, so we don't get home at the same time. On Wednesday I've got basketball training. So he gave me all the reasons why he couldn't get
home. Understood it really
and he said,
well.
So I wrote 4:30. And I said, why'd you write 4:30? He said, because that's the time Zoe's bus gets home, so we have to be home by then.
Yes.
And I went to the teacher. I said, oh, he understands
he
time.
He understands time.
because that's how his brain works.
We're
he's
home
just.
By
what did she? Did you tell her all
that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
what did she say?
Oh, she was like, well, that's just beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. So, you know, this boy has got two older sisters, one who's constantly bossing him around.
Yeah.
Bossing to death. But constantly. And the other one with special needs, I'm like, oh, he's set. Like he's.
Yeah, he's going to be an awesome human.
He knows
will
how to
be
treat
an awesome
women.
Human.
He knows how to treat people. And
he knows how to care.
He does. Yeah. Oh. He's a bit of a warrior.
Yeah.
Whereas Izzy. He's a bit like me. It's like, well, we don't have to worry because we'll just do what we need to do, and we'll sort it out.
Yeah,
you know, we'll get things done, and there's no use worrying about it because we'll get it sorted, sort of thing.
Yeah.
But all of them. They're amazing kids.
Yeah.
You just look at them thinking, how did we produce these?
I know.
Just you're amazing.
So lucky.
Human beings.
I know. Yeah. I had one of those moments on the weekend because, well, the sound engineer. This is, I don't know when this is coming out, but we're recording it after Easter. And so the sound engineer stayed home and looked after the menagerie of animals and the rest of us all went away. And there was one point when everyone else was away from the house and the four kids that were there were all in the pool and the girls had a twin each on their shoulders and they were, and I just thought how.
What a moment.
What a moment.
I can't even describe it.
Yeah.
I got very emotional, I just thought.
Yeah.
And how lucky those boys are that these girls, one who's 24 and one who's 19.
Love them.
Just adore them.
Love them.
Yeah.
Really
and
love
have
them.
Their backs.
Yeah, and I just think that just sets them up because it doesn't matter what life throws at them, people at home love them.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's pretty powerful.
Goodness. Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah.
Oh, gosh, I'm all going to cry and
anyway.
Cry.
That is beautiful. And it's true.
It's true.
Yeah. And that's lucky. What we can help. I think that's the blessing for our special people we've got is that they're surrounded by love.
Oh.
You've got half the battle there.
It's true.
Yeah. Everything else you can work around the outside of it.
Yep.
But they've got that love and they know they've got that love.
Yep.
My
they
kids,
do.
They know they've got each other and they know they can rely on each other and the rest will work out in the wash.
That's right.
One of the many loads of washing.
So many loads of washing.
Constant washing.
Oh, my goodness me.
Even when I'm away, I did a load. I'm like, how do you go so many days without washing?
Oh,
I can't.
God.
No.
I'm the queen of washing.
Do you still use Lux?
No, God.
Sorry, Jake. His clothes not washed.
That's gorgeous. Well, how about we finish up?
Yep.
We say thank you for coming.
Love
very
talking
welcome.
To
thank
you.
For
yes.
me.
Oh, we love it. The peas will love hearing your story. And if you've got some photos or something you want to share,
absolutely.
Yeah, we'll pop them on Insta.
Yeah,
and Facebook.
Yeah,
peas will love it.
So thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies.
Bye. For introducing me to your beautiful other online friend.
I know, other online twin mum friend. Wasn't she gorgeous?
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful.
What a beautiful family.
I know. I walked you out to the gate and we had a whole other conversation.
Yep.
It's so great. And that story about the royal children. And me with the runs.
I would come and meet you, but I've got diarrhea in the toilet. I don't think anyone wants that.
I think I was down near X-ray and I had both the girls in the toilet with me. I mean, poor things.
They don't remember.
I know. But, she isn't that a family you aspire to
be?
She
just loves life and she loves her children. And that's everything.
Yeah, that's right.
Everything.
Yep. Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. I loved having her.
Anything make you cry this week?
No, nothing. No, nothing really made me cry this week.
I didn't have a really.
And I was thinking when we don't have a cry, sometimes I have frustration. Yes. So I was thinking we should have like, did something make you really angry?
Yeah.
So we could intertwine them. But
like
nothing
when
really made me
angry. Put sauce in the pie bag. They said, you want sauce? And you say, yes. And then you get back in your car and you're like, you didn't put the sauce in.
Exactly.
You know, really big issues
That's
like that.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I know. I know you were thinking
so
that.
So you think either cry or something that made you furious.
Cry or frustration.
There's lots of those, isn't there, in our journey.
Lots.
Yeah. I've been mad at NDIS.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. And so, the government who are trying to bloody change it. And it's impossible enough to get on it, right?
Yeah.
If you have children that don't have an intellectual disability, it's really hard. And then they're just, what, they're going to make it worse?
Yeah.
Come on, Australia.
And I was saying to Annalise, I can't fight it.
No.
I can do this.
But they know that.
They know
that the people who have to fight it are the people who need it.
That's
and
right.
And it's evil.
I can't fight it.
They're not going to not sponsor our athletes to go to the Olympic Games or not, you know, bring Hamilton out to Australia or whatever, because they're all popular things.
Yeah, that's right.
No. NDIS,
I know. No. I'm nervous.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Anyway, yep. Anything make a difference?
I watched the I went out for dinner with a whole lot of mums that we met when we were in Team Vic. They're all para mums. So they've all got kids with physical disabilities.
Yep.
And we hadn't seen each other for a few years, but we laughed and laughed. We reminisced about our times on the trips with our kids. And there's nothing like a group of para mums because we're like, do you really think he's a T35? And I think he's a T37. And that team in New South Wales, damn it. They have, you know, it was just so fun. And we laughed. And I thought if anyone heard this conversation, they would think, what are they talking about? But it was really lovely to see them. And, we haven't seen each other for a long time. So that made a difference to me to be out with my people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I've got two. The first one, it's going to sound weird, but so many shops, like little gift shops, are coming up with really beautifully fragranced hand sanitizer.
Are they?
So, I got a beautiful one on the weekend. It was lime and eucalyptus or something, and it doesn't smell like hospital sanitizer, and it's quite light, but it's still got the 80% alcohol.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't bring back memories of being in hospital or anything. Even so much the pandemic, but hand sanitizer's here to stay.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm just like, this is making a difference. So if your company is making little hand sanitizers that don't smell like hospitals, I like it.
And
it's making a difference.
You needed to do that 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, you really did.
Because we've all got post-traumatic stress.
We do,
and
I'm all triggered.
Yeah.
But now I don't have to be. So I'm really enjoying the new fragrances.
Yeah.
And the other thing that made a really big difference is Buzz and Woody and P Friend Lorraine and I were out and there was a lolly shop and the boys wanted to buy it's that bubble gum in a tape. You know, like it's a circle.
Yeah.
You know what it's called? It's purple. Anyway.
What? Not Hubba Bubba.
Is it Hubba Bubba?
Yeah.
Does it come in around?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
yep.
Right. So that's what they wanted. And so I went through my wallet and I got some coins out and I gave them enough money. And when they came back, they had bought the Hubba Bubba and bought me a bag of Jersey caramels, which we've been eating.
We've eaten them today. They're delicious.
And they're really yummy.
They are.
And they just like slid it across the table at me and I was like,
oh, thoughtful boys.
Yes, it was really, really nice and it made a big difference and now I'm eating them.
Yeah, yum. I am too. I'm enjoying them.
Yep.
Okay, what about made you laugh?
Did you have any
difference? Make a difference? Yeah, I went out for tea.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Also, another make a difference is I talked to my mum and dad about the book coming out because there's a chapter I'm a bit worried about. I don't want to upset them or embarrass them. And they were like, no, go for it. Tell the world everything. And
yeah,
I was
she
like,
used to be a stripper. So
No,
sorry.
There's
nothing
alert.
That juicy.
I am
nothing.
Not. No, but I just gave them a rundown of that chapter and they were really supportive and now I feel excited to share the book. So we just don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
No, never.
No. Yep. So that made a really big difference to me. I was like, oh, okay.
A weight lifted off
me. A weight lifted off me. So I felt really supported and, you know, they're going to be proud of the book too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Before I get into my laugh, I also want to say thank you to the people who are giving the Acast supporter and to the people, the lovely lady who said she's a pea professional and she said, this is for chocolate or wine.
Oh,
so, you know, it's our choice.
Oh, thanks.
Um, And then my laugh this week, I've got two things. The first thing is there's this little sensory toy that's a pee popper and a little peas. You squeeze it and peas pop out. Anyway, pee friend Lou gave Mandy and I one when she came on the podcast. I reckon probably 20 people have tagged me or sent it to me.
Me too.
Right? And I'm loving it. I am loving it. But it's making me laugh now when I get it. And I'm like, I say, they're so cool. I'm coming up with different replies because I love the fact that you're doing it.
Wowza.
Yeah, you're sending things. It's so nice. I know, but I foolishly told number one daughter. Oh. So she sends it to me now. So that's the people. Fun. And I just think, what do these people think? It's their Facebook page. Why do people keep tagging these people?
I know. It's like the place two peas in a pod, the cafe.
I know.
Up in
yes, near here somewhere, isn't it?
Mondolante. What's it called?
Croydon.
No, it's out, past Croydon. Anyway.
Yep.
Mount Evelyn?
Oh, yeah, Mount Evelyn. It's Mount Evelyn. Yep.
So people tag me in it all the time. And I'm like, I know.
I had a friend ring me and ask me, when did we open a cafe? I was like, oh. No, the two of us are never opening a cafe.
No, look, I've said things that we would never do that we have, but that's one of them.
We are not opening a cafe.
No, never.
And the other thing that made me laugh a lot is I was in the car with Buzz and Woody, number one daughter, and Lorraine, and we were turning in up near her street, and there's an old, I think it was a aged care home, and it's been turned into short-term respite, right? So we were reading the thing, you know, like weekend stays, week stays, and the boys were like, what is it? And I said, oh, it's just a place where if you need a break, you can go there, or if you're caring for someone, you know, I said, my grandma used to use it before she went into care, and number one daughter said, you know, maybe mum could go. Her mum could have a break, as in me.
Yeah.
And the boys were quite serious. They're like, all right, okay, yeah, maybe. And you can walk to it from Lorraine's place. And then Woody said, oh, would Lorraine be able to come and take you out for day trips?
Yes.
Yes.
I think she would.
I think she would, yeah. And he's like, oh, well, you know, I think you should give it a go. And then Buzz said, maybe you should just bring a G&T and you could sit outside together. And I'm like, okay, that would be quite a nice feature,
well, remember
actually.
We said that. We joked about that, didn't we, about having teenagers retreat with somebody?
Yeah, we did.
I can't remember who it was.
I might get my mum week respite. Who knows?
Look, I'd take it.
Yeah, I would take it.
I laughed because I saw this morning Chris Lilley has made a podcast. It's called Jamazing. So if you love Jamay,
cannot wait to listen.
I just listened this morning.
Is it funny?
Yep. Oh. It's everything you want it to be. Oh, she's just outrageous.
Oh, she is outrageous. Horrible.
She's like, I'm just so sick of checking into places. It's ruining my arrival vibe. And just like he put it on 40 minutes later, there's like a million people likes. There's I've given iHope the first review on Apple because I was like, I said, this is the podcast we all didn't know we needed.
No, but I. But now I'm like,
of course we have a podcast of Jemay. So people are like, we need Mr. G. And I was like,
Mr. G.
We need it.
We needed him
we'll
last year
this.
During remote
we
learning.
We needed Mr. G. He missed his moment with bringing him back.
Yeah. Also, everybody else who's podcasting, you're going down in the ranks.
Oh, Jemay's going to be number one.
Number one.
Yeah, 100%. I already looked it up, but it hasn't been
on there long enough yet. Nah, but it'll I'm be like, climbing those ranks.
That's going to be number one.
And I'm going to be giving it the listens.
Oh,
so
me
I'm
too.
Gonna, I'm going to pop
it's
it on
It's only
later.
Sort of 20 minutes. It's short.
Yeah, perfect.
But, yeah, it's funny. She's ridiculous.
I can't wait. If you don't know who Jemay is, sorry. It's a Australian comedian called Chris Lilley, and he did pretended to be a private school girl and did like a fake reality TV show. Yeah,
so and really her name could be Jamie, but it's J-A-apostrophe-M-I-E, Jemay. Yeah.
And if you don't know it, I'm sorry because it's so great.
It's so funny.
I know some parts of the show may be problematic, but Jemay.
Well, they are now.
Jemay was.
Yeah, she's problematic, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, like, she is.
She's horrendous.
She's horrendous. She's the worst of all that sort of girls. But anyway, I love her.
I was just really laughing, thinking this. He's so clever.
Oh, he's brilliant.
Yeah,
yeah, he's brilliant.
He's so clever. So this is gonna be. I just hope.
I will listen to every episode.
Yeah.
And my dad wrote a porno back too. So I listened to their recap.
I listened to that too and I was laughing.
That was, really
I
funny.
I've missed you. It's been like 18
Me
months.
Me too. I've missed them.
They didn't. We went and saw them at the start of pandemic
we
year.
Did.
And then nothing.
Their world tour was shut down.
Yes.
So they did a recap of season 5 and
I can't
the
wait.
Best bits. It was
24th
so funny.
Of May.
Yeah, it's coming back.
Listening party. Worldwide
yeah,
listening
that's
party.
Right.
Yeah, I can't wait. I know. It's so funny.
It's so funny. And they're like, oh, Rocky. Like, you know, like he's come up with something clever or something PC. They're like, oh, Rocky, he's learning.
Anyway, they're the greatest.
Yeah.
They are the greatest podcasters of all time.
They are.
Yep. And just
they brought us together.
They really did.
They really did.
Yep, yep. I love them. So yes, I'm going to enjoy listening. You're going to hear us talk a lot about it. I'm sorry right now.
Yeah,
but
anyway,
it'll be back
that's
in our
what
lives.
Will make us laugh.
And you can order our book,
yes.
which we would really like.
Go to Booktopia.
Yep,
and type in The Invisible Life of Us,
and it will be there. And we are also doing an audio book.
Now I know you're going to be mad at me, but I ordered one.
Oh, Mandy!
I felt like I was missing out.
We get merch, she orders it. Then we have to say to the merch people, this is Mandy, to take it off the order.
I just felt like I was missing out on the fun.
You can just read it on your computer.
Well, I just wanted to give us some support. I don't know if they'll give us any and how many. And so, you know.
They'll have to give us one,
or
won't
one,
they?
I don't know, but I want that. So what if I want to give Mum and Dad one?
Okay.
Or, you know.
They need to buy one too. We need the money.
Okay. Anyway, I bought
no,
my
fair
own.
Enough. That's cute.
Yeah. And
I'll
I just
sign
thought,
it for you. Bring it around.
Okay.
Comes out on July the 2nd, please.
Or as the American said, because I posted it in a group I'm in, that's July the 2nd for us Americans because it says 2/7 2021.
Yes.
And so if you're in America, it hasn't already been released.
No, it wasn't the 7th of February.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, just to clarify. And I was like, oh, yes.
Yeah, that's right. You did the dates wrong.
I still, it's wrong. It's so wrong doing it that way, how Americans
know,
do it.
I know.
Sorry.
I don't know how you
manage.
It
doesn't make any sense.
No.
Month, day, and then year.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, wrong.
No. Anyway. Once you get something in your head, it's impossible to change it. So,
yeah. Anyway, yeah. Whatever.
2nd of July.
Yeah.
2 days of July. Before Independence Day.
Yes, that's right. You'll remember that. So, okay.
Rate
Thank
and review,
you, everyone.
Please.
See you. Bye. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.